Loon Mountain is capsized by high winds and cloudy torrents, and the rough air means the gondola has been shut down for the day. But the early arriving vacationers don't seem to mind.
That was a nice one.
How is it up there? Is it windy?
Oh, yeah.
The very top is very windy. Up
yeah,
there, it's fine.
My son Sam, who's 8, stands beside me as our chairlift swings in to grab us. Sitting down in the moving bench is his least favorite part of skiing. But then, floating up the mountain in the iron chair is one of his favorites.
One time, while I was on the chairlift, I actually saw a necklace on one of the tree branches.
Didn't the last time we came, you thought you saw a shirt or a coat?
Oh, what, except it was a different thing, like a pipe or something.
Sam watches the ballet of one skier, the bullet of another, and the attractive, clumsy crawl of a beginner snow plowing across the trail. As we prepare to get off the chairlift and ski away, Sam calls out the signpost warning.
Ski takes off.
We transition from sitting to skiing and take the Grand Junction Trail heading for Lower Bear Claw.
You see where it is? To the right.
I never pretend we're in the Arctic since it's so windy and snowy.
Loon is a wide mountain with 3 separate peaks and 3 separate bases at the bottom. To get between the Octagon Lodge and the Central Governor's Pavilion, you can walk or take the steam-powered train.
So what next?
Hot chocolate, please.
We've ridden up on a flying chair, down on carbon fiber skis, across on a steam-powered train. And now, we're heading into the lodge for the well-deserved, quiet magic of hot chocolate. For NHPR, I'm Sean Hurley.